the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terrace Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware St. Simons, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Shell and Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marside Grill. And now join us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrace, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Bob. I'm always surprised by the look on everybody's face who come out. They don't know we do the show live out here on the deck. Just show up to eat a cheeseburger and want to know what's going on out here. Every week it's the same thing. Look of total confusion, but it's all right.
It looks like we got a birthday party. We have a birthday party right here?
Yeah!
There you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right, Coach. Went down to Camden County Friday night and Saturday morning, which we'll talk about. Turned out to be a pretty long day, pretty short night, pretty long day. Got beat 20-9, I guess the final was. Just a screwy day, a screwy game overall.
Yeah, you know, it always stinks when you have to split up a game into two days. It was a quick turnaround for us to come back. We didn't want to come back Saturday night. Not a whole lot of options, honestly. You know, I felt our kids played hard. We had to hustle around. I think our coaches worked their tail off to turn around and get the team prepped up, get back down there, hit the road by 9 o'clock the next morning. We wish the result was a little different, but, you know, it is what it is, and we got to move forward.
Well, for those that don't know what happened, we showed up Friday night about 7:34, I think, into the second quarter. We had a lightning delay. Stayed in the locker room for about an hour and a half or so, hour and 15 minutes. Came back out, was getting ready to play the game. Had about 3 minutes. We was fixing to kick it off, and lightning popped again. And each time that happens, it's a 30-minute delay. Every time the lightning pops, you got to extend it out 30 minutes. So I guess you guys got together, officials got together, coach got together, and decided to come back on Saturday morning.
Well, you know, there's a maximum two-hour delay for non-region games. Or if it were a region game, we could have stayed out there indefinitely and played the game. But for a non-region game, there's a maximum two-hour delay. We had met that 2 hours with the last delay, and the officials actually made the decision for us to do one of two game things. We had the choice of either cancel the game or come back the next day and play it, and obviously that's what we did.
Yeah, came back, got home, I don't know, pretty close to midnight, and had 11 o'clock kickoff the next night, so we got the kids back up there early. Coaches got there at 6:30, so it turned out being a long day. But we picked the game up right where we left off Friday night. Offense went, came three and out. We punted from our own end zone. Chase Gable did a good job all night punting. I think he punted three times from the end zone, four times, something like that. Kicked to them. Camden County comes back with a six-play drive, which included a fake field goal and a long pass to set up their first score and made it 7-3. So,
yeah, you know, it was
7-0.
We messed up the coverage over there, gave them a long pass, and we had them stopped. You know, we just got to get set. We weren't set. You know, sometimes taking off that play like it's a free play, and we weren't prepared for that. That's frustrating, but that cost us 7 points in the game.
Yeah, that was a 30, 40-something yard pass to get it down there. But explain to me something, Coach. The rule on the fake field goal, when the holder has his knee on the ground and you know, he pitches it to someone coming in motion or something, how long or what is the rule on that, on the holder having his knee down like that?
He just has to get his knee up before he touches the football. If his knee's on the ground, when he touches it, it's a dead play. So most guys will have their knee on the ground, and right before the snap, he lifts it up.
I went there. Did he do that? Did you see it on film?
You know, I didn't notice it on film. Because honestly, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's not like we can call up and they take 7 points off the board.
Yeah, no protest or anything. This is the Glenn Academy's Coach's Show, head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, offense came back out, went three and out, and all in all, the defense – played pretty good. We went 3-and-out. They came back with a kind of a short drive and missed a field goal, I believe. And we got the ball back and went down and had a couple plays on offense ourselves and got in the field goal range ourselves shortly after that.
Yeah, you know, and it was a good drive. TJ made a couple of plays on that. You know, all in all, our defense had their backs to the wall all night long and just hunkered down and bowed their necks and played pretty good defense. Played good enough to win. We gave up a late touchdown pass that kind of makes it look a little worse than it did. But I felt like it was our best game. We played defensively, and we played really hard.
Yeah, that drive was a seven-play drive that had TJ had a scramble. For 26 yards, they had a late hit. We went out of bounds, and they had another 27 yard run to get us in field goal position, which was actually a 47 yard field goal by Chase, and probably could have gone 50 or better. It was a good kick.
Yeah, Chase is a really good kicker. He did, you know, he's one of those guys that he just shows up every day, works really hard at what he does. He's done a great job kicking, punting the ball, kickoffs. I mean, he's a well rounded kicker. He's done a great job this season.
Yeah, it's 7-3 at this point. We're still in the game, and then that's when the Lightning came with 7:34 to go in the second. You've already answered a couple of questions I had on how long you can wait, which was a two-hour period. You also answered the question on who made the decision. I guess it was a total decision. But we got back, came back Saturday morning, and I guess you made the decision to break out some new uniforms. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Well, you know, we did. We were coming back, and we were going to wear home uniforms that we're going to wear their aways. And, you know, anything to kind of get a little excitement for the kids, we felt like that would be good to give them a chance to wear those uniforms. You know, we looked really good on Saturday morning. That's all I got to say. I mean, we did. We looked sharp out there.
Yeah, just if no one has seen it, they're It's I guess a gray, a light black.
Yeah, it's called graphite.
Graphite.
It's graphite. And for all those people sitting at home who, you know, we're not red, gray, and white. I mean, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs aren't gray either. They wear gray pants. So gray's in uniform terms, gray's a neutral color, just like white. And nowadays, just like black. Black is considered a neutral color in uniform manufacturing. So, you know, maybe we'll break out some black ones one day.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they like you said, they look pretty sharp. It's graphite with red numbers. Came out red socks, red helmets, and as you say, it did look pretty good wearing the gray. But we picked up right where we left off. Like you said, Saturday morning. We got down. We punted. Had 3-and-out again. They punted. They returned the ball to the 12, and they were looking pretty good to go up for the score.
Yeah, and you know, our kids, like I said, our kids played really tough defense all night long. It's a tough position we punted in. We punted it from our own end zone. I can't say enough about how we played defensively. We played hard-nosed and against a good football team. And when we needed to, we didn't break, and we just got in there, made a few plays, and kept them out of the end zone.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the defense when we come back. There's more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers.
Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black, on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. All right, Coach, like we was talking before the break, when we came back in and started the second game on Saturday morning, we had to punt quick. They got it down to the 12. We held them to a field goal. And that's the way it was. It's 10-3 at half, and we're actually looking pretty good. Defense is playing pretty good. We just got to get the offense cranked up.
Yeah, you know, I felt like we were in the game at that moment. It really felt like we were in the game the whole night.
We felt like it. We were.
I mean, and we struggled to run the football, but we had some opportunities in the passing game. We probably dropped a touchdown pass, and we overthrew a couple other ones, and then we had a catch by what I thought was a catch by Nolan Grant on the 8-yard line, and the game was at that time 13-3. That was ruled an incomplete pass where, you know, from my perspective, looked like he caught the football. I don't know the official saw, but, you know, it's what he called. So we go from first and goal at the 8 to third and long. So we were just like a play or so out of the game here or there. And it was a defensive game. Our kids played hard. We just got to figure out a way to kind of generate some offense.
Yeah, the defense did play well. They started the second half. The offense went 3 and out. And Canyon responded with a 5-play drive that ended with a 37-yard field goal with 8:22 in the third. But like you just said, we're still in the game. I mean, it's only, at that point, a 10-3 game.
Or yeah, it's 10-3. 10-3. You know, we just got to get something going offense. We need something good to happen for us and somebody to make a play.
Yeah, defense played well. Defense was led by, tackle-wise, Tyshawn Lang, who had 6, with 6 assists. Miles Smith, the other linebacker, had 6 with 2 assists. And we've talked several times about finding some linebacker play up here all year. It looks like they kind of maybe have started to step up and starting to understand what we need them to do at the linebacker.
Well, I think Miles has really stepped in, played a good game. And you know, Friday night was just – or Friday/Saturday was just one game. But we hope we can continue to get some play like that. I think both those guys played better. I think Ryan Say's a kid that keeps coming around for us. And, you know, we've got to find some inside linebacker play. And it's been a priority. And those guys stepped up on Friday and Saturday. We got a little better there, and that's why we got some stops.
Yeah, and we did get some stops. And they ended up, it was a back-and-forth game. And all night long, we came down to halftime. And we were still in the game, as you said, if we could find some offense, if we could get something cranking. And we were in the game the whole way, and we finally did get a touchdown late in the game, 90-yard pass to Sam Wagner. His defender fell down, but it was a pretty pass from TJ.
And they were playing man coverage on us, and we had to throw the ball over their heads. We just didn't make any plays. We had some opportunities there, dropped some, they overthrew some. You know, Sam's done a good job for us and made a good catch and stuck in the end zone.
Yeah, it was a good catch. And you know, this week, we got an off week coming up. I think you gave the guys some rest a couple of days. We took a couple of breaks.
We gave them Monday and Tuesday off. Just to kind of get their legs back under them. Everybody's a little frustrated a little bit, so we got to – everybody kind of catch your breath and just take a step back and loosen up a little bit. Came back and practiced Wednesday, and we'll practice Thursday after school, kind of work on our things. I think offensively we met Saturday after the game. We met Monday night. Coaches worked Monday night till about 10 o'clock. And you know, looking, taking a hard look at what we're doing offensively, where we can improve our offense. I think we've come up with some good things and a good plan, and hopefully we'll be able to implement it and kind of get on the board, get some more positive traction against Richmond Hill.
You're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk a little bit more about practice this week. Like you said, we took Monday and Tuesday off. Everybody took Tuesday off. Coaches worked Monday, and everybody took Tuesday off. I believe you're going to take Friday off as well. Is that the case?
Yeah, I'll give Friday off. Yep.
And that's just, you know, it's twofold. It's kind of get a break. Let's step away from a little bit. As you said, everybody's guard. A lot of people are frustrated. It's just, you know, it gets that way when you're not winning.
Okay,
that's three in a row we dropped. So let's just, the break actually comes at a great time. Is that something when you were looking at the schedule that you planned right going into region play, or just?
I like to kind of play. You know, I like my schedule. I like those two breaks in there. Play three or four games, take a break. Three or four games, take a break, and then finish out the season. So that's where I probably would have liked the break to come one more week. Have another week, but it just wasn't the case when we did the schedule, and you know, it is what it is. But I think it's at the right time. I believe in our coaches. I believe in our kids. I think at the end of the season, we're going to look around and look on the season we had and go, man, we had a really great season. I think at the end of the day, I think we're going to win the region championship. I think our kids are going to come together. I think our coaches are going to put a good plan, and we're going to go out there and win. I truly believe that. I believe in what we do and our kids and all those things. So, you know, it's not where you are. It's where you end up, and I think we're going to end up where we need to be.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the coaches still have a good positive attitude. There's not a sense of, you know, as some teams may be in this situation, let's hurry up, get it over with. Let's get, you know, it's not dragging. It's like the second season is starting to begin. The region is starting to begin. We've seen what we needed to see. We've made some changes we needed to make. Now let's go region play and let's go deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think our kids believe that they can do that. I think they can believe that. They'll get excited when we get in here and play these games. All we need is something good to happen to us. Once something good happens to us, you know, everything's going to click together and we're going to get on a roll.
Yeah, I agree. It's just going to be I think once the kids get that good thing, get that first victory, get that first sound where they play well, it's going to be a whole new team, attitude-wise. So let's talk a little bit about the upcoming game we got. We, like we said, we are off this weekend. We got Richmond Hill coming up in 2 weeks. What do we expect to see out of Richmond Hill?
I think they're a really good defensive team. And they're, you know, right now, they might be the best defensive team in the region. You know, at the end of the day, I'll always say the best defensive team I think is going to end up winning the region. I think that's going to be us when it's all said and done. But they're pretty good on defense. They're physical. They're a lot very similar to us. A lot of man coverage, a lot of pressures, and they're going to do something similar to what Camden County and what Ware County did to us. So we're going to have a plan for those things. Offensively, you know, they lost their best player early in the season. And so they've kind of been trying to find some offense in a lot of ways, a lot like us. So I think you look for them. I'm going to look for them to get big and try to get downhill and run the ball. Very similar game plan to what they did last year.
Okay, we'll be right back to Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glenn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrian Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrian Browning, attorney at law. Yay, thank you, Ms. Browning. Adrian, good to see you. Alan Ace Hardware and by Sheldon Hogan. All right, coach, we're going to just ask you, just give us some parting words. We're going to bring our coach spotlight in for tonight. Is there anything really we need to know about Richmond Hill, the Red Terror program in general?
Well, you know, I think we'll probably see a similar game plan that we had last year. They'll try to control the ball, play good defense, and win a tight game. That's what I think we're going to see. They're in some ways they're like us, struggling a little bit on offense, trying to find an identity. So it's probably going to be a defensive game, defense kicking game. Their special team's really good like ours. Somebody's going to have to make a play to win.
I think one thing to point out, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the remaining four games are all at home, right? We got one on the road?
I think we do have one on the road, yeah.
Finish out one on the road. Is it Bradwell?
I believe so. Thank
yeah, okay. So at least the next two or three are home, so come on out and miss. All right, Coach, thank you for your time. I know you do a lot of these shows, and we really appreciate you showing up for the coaches show tonight.
No worries.
Now,
thank you.
We're going to bring in our coaches spotlight. It'll actually... We've had three or four of the coaches. We've had the offensive defensive coordinator, but tonight we've got a very, very special guest. Some folks would call him Mr. Red Terror. Been involved with the program for longer than I have. This is my 16th year.
It's been a long time.
So let me introduce Coach, and we do call him Coach, Andy Jones. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me tonight.
Andy, you're a Glen Academy alum, right?
I am. I graduated in 1985.
1985.
That is correct.
Congratulations. Were you involved with it? Did you play football? Were you involved in the program?
Got hurt. And so the next thing is, what can I do for the team? What do I need to do? How can I make the team better? And I went to work in the equipment room. I became a manager. Wound up getting a scholarship to college, went to Valdosta State.
As a manager.
Okay. Got there, and the following year, my former head coach, Coach David Knight, came to Valdosta with Mike Cavan as the offensive coordinator. And so within a year, I'd moved out of the cage, if you will.
Out of the equipment cage?
Out of the cage and into the front office. And I worked in the front office for the rest of the time I was at Valdosta. So I learned a lot about the football business.
And how to run it from behind the scenes.
Exactly.
And you are a great help behind the scenes. I don't think people really realize exactly what it takes to get a team organized and on the road. Coach Rock has often said that we don't mind traveling, and we don't mind traveling. It's because we do a good job traveling. Talk to us a little bit about when your day begins on a road game, and I know a lot about it because you and I are kind of the travel coordinators.
That's
or sideline
right.
guys or whatever.
Well, typically for me, for us, our travel day actually starts on Thursday.
Yes.
We got to start getting things together on Thursday. We still have a regular job to go to, so
we
got to get up Friday and get in there and get things going and try to get out of work as quick as we can, usually by 2 o'clock at the school, unless we're traveling
to Atlanta
or something. Of course, yeah. we're leaving it. Could be 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
We've had a history of
our Wednesday or Thursday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we're in there. We're first in, last out, I like to say.
Getting
stuff loaded up.
Yeah.
We'll take everything that we need for two football games, it seems like, and then all the kids' equipment.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about how we travel here. we definitely travel like a small college. But before we do that, this is the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's, I gripe quite a bit about all the stuff we carry. I mean, I've been doing it. It's my 16th year coaching the Glen Academy. I kind of helped to actually started with Coach Tooley. Didn't have any as many responsibilities we have now. But you roll up. We've got a custom air conditioned trailer that we take. We've got a custom truck that's you know got the wrap on. That's sponsored by I-95 Toyota, and we carry a lot of stuff. We got a Kubota. We got trailers. We've got TVs on the sideline. We got fans. Just touch base in a little bit, and we usually end up needing some of most of that stuff.
It's amazing to me how the game has evolved from that kind of standpoint. You know, when I was in high school, we took one bus and a small, like, panel van.
And everything fit.
And everything was in there, but we didn't need that much. Now, as the game has evolved and the things that you need to maintain a competitive edge, you know, the idea, who would have thought 3 years ago that we would need to have a television on the sideline?
Right.
But now when you get out there and you see that technology as it's being utilized by our coaches with our players, you think, how did we ever do this without this? It's a different dimension. Everything that we take is that we've got a 28-foot trailer, and that's all we can do to get the door closed on it.
Yeah, it's loaded up for sure. Friday night, we actually had to throw stuff in the back of the pickup truck trying to get out of there. There's a way that stuff's got to go in there if it doesn't fit in there like a puzzle.
It's like playing Tetris.
While I'm thinking about it, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Bobby Jordan, who also helps us. He's not here tonight. But he shows up with you earlier than I can get there on Fridays, and you guys start getting things packed away.
It's a dedicated crew. You know, everybody that's involved. Gina Churchwell's
Churchwell,
there.
Yeah.
You know, we got Coach Tamaris Grant, Scooter, Henry Quantel. You know, it takes a small herd of folks to make things happen. And to be honest with you, we could probably still use another hand.
Yeah, we certainly could, especially after the game when, you know, went out of town when our players carry bags. Y'all seen the Kubota? Well, y'all seen the old track. We got a new Kubota now that's got a new wrap on it, which reminds me that the homecoming parade is tomorrow, and that Kubota will be in the parade.
Coach Rocky Hidalgo is going to be on the Kubota. We're going to be out with the parade in full force. We've got Jeff Burton lined up to tag along with the team with his trailer. We're kind of looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and folks will be able to see the new do on the equipment toter.
On the equipment trailer. Yeah, we do have a new equipment trailer, and it is a nice one. And I've often said that we travel as well as most small colleges would. Of course, we can't hang with the big boys at D1, but I just can't imagine. We've got to spare everything when we show up at the field.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of a compliment when Coach Rocky Hidalgo says to you, you know, I told the coach that anytime, anywhere he gets ready to play, just let me know. The Red Terriers need 6 hours' notice.
Yeah, just 6 hours. That's what
it.
Need.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, let's load it up. And I would agree with that. I mean, coaches often said that we travel well, and I can't imagine any high school team that does travel as good and then not better than. I can't think of any that would travel better than we do. It's just, it's a lot
of
fun.
It's preparing for stuff that you can't think of, and then hopefully you've got everything you need when you need it.
Hopefully you don't need it.
Exactly. But it's better to have it than need it not have it.
And I'll have to be the first to admit that I do complain a lot about having to load that trailer up, but it's sure nice to have it when you need it come Friday night. It's usually in my pocket or around your waist, one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two.
All right, Andy, we could have talked with you for a long time with your how many years of involvement.
Well, you know, I don't know. I was just, when I was sitting over to listen to the show, I was trying to think, how long have I been doing it? You know, I got started doing this with radio.
Right.
And I did that for 9 years.
I wanted to touch on that, but we're getting close to being out of town.
And After the radio gig was over, I couldn't leave, Bob. Once you get started, you can't. It's hard to quit.
Yeah, it's definitely in your blood.
You build the relationships with the kids. Those things, it just never ends. It's a cycle. And once you get up there, you start getting involved with the kids and seeing how you can affect their lives and what they're doing. It just becomes infectious.
It definitely makes all the time and the effort worth it when you do see the success of the kids and how much they enjoy being there and just being part of the Glen Academy program. It's been a real pleasure. All right, Andy, closes out. Any final remarks for the Red Terriers?
You know, we got the bye week. I think we're working on some things. We're going to get a little better. We're going to get into region play. And I'm looking for the Terriers to sweep the region. I'm ready to go. Go Terriers.
Yeah, go Terriers. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show in Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshall Grill and join us every Friday, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black with Andy Jones signing off. Good night, everybody. Go Terry.